preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, here we are, surviving in North Dakota.
I had a good friend in...
Every winter up here, you know, you get through every winter, and it is a kind of an ordeal. And you get up and dust yourself off after each one and have... a spring, summer, and fall that are delightful. And I guess it makes you, it toughens you up. Anyway, here we are toughening up in North Dakota, and glad to have you here joining us with the Trump phenomenon for February 11th, 2020. Plenty of very interesting stuff to talk about tonight. I invite you to participate at 800-313-9443. I'd love to have your wisdom added to tonight's show. Let's see, what are the two best stories here? Well, we'll go to the president's Twitter account, where he has some excellent things to say about Roger Stone. You're going to enjoy that if you haven't seen it already. And then the other story happening is the New Hampshire primary. And what can we say about the New Hampshire primary? Well, Michael Bennett, various candidates. This is a winnowing out. Michael Bennett has dropped out. Andrew Yang is dropping out. Pocahontas Warren, well, she might as well drop out. Let's look at the numbers here. Let me go get the headline. She's got like 10% of the vote, and that's in her neighboring state of New Hampshire. She's a Massachusetts senator, and half the people in New Hampshire, well, not half the people, but a large number of them, are people who fled the People's Republic of Massachusetts. So it's like a suburb of Massachusetts now. It didn't used to be that way, but it is now. So we got three big losers. Well, Bennett, Yang, they're out. That's the ultimate loss. Warren, how does she recover? I don't think she does. Oh, the other big loser, Joe Biden. He's at 10%. Or below 10%. Joe, forget about it. How does he recover? He's going to have to pull a rabbit out of in South Carolina. But it looks like he's toast as well. So you're left with, in this race, what are we left with? We're left with crazy Bernie Sanders, the communist. We're left with the former mayor of a small town who's married to a guy. Oh, my goodness. And then we've got Amy Klobuchar, U.S. Senator from Minnesota. And what I think we're looking at here, folks, is Trump versus Klobuchar. That's what I'm seeing right there. I think that's what we're seeing. The only other person on the horizon is Michael Bloomberg. And I think Bloomberg's going to crash and burn. Today he had a headline where he said that violent crime is 95% black, young black males. Bloomberg's credential with the Democrat Party just went into the toilet. And, you know, he hasn't invented Bloomberg. Nobody's done the op research. Hasn't been done on Mike Bloomberg. So he's probably got lots of things he said, done, images, photos, videos. So he's starting to come unglued. He has 2,000, now get this. Bloomberg has over 2,000 staffers right now. He's only been campaigning for about a month. 2,000 staffers. He's paying them something like $5,000 a month each. He has already spent $300 million. I mean, is somebody making this up? That is so ridiculous that it's going to start to, he's going to self-destruct just on the absurdity of his campaign. People are going to look at those numbers and they're going to go, He bought his way into the campaign. I don't like that. So, sorry, not for sale. So I think what we're looking at, I mean, I don't know. It's just what it's looking like to me. It's looking like Amy Klobuchar versus Donald Trump on November 3rd, 2020. All right. So that's what we're seeing out of that. Can all change, of course, very quickly. But New Hampshire and Nevada coming up, those two primaries, then Super Tuesday. And the irony of the whole thing is if Klobuchar catches on, all of this is happening. If she wins if she gets this strong third place finish in New Hampshire, it'll be with less than 20,000 votes. That's a tiny number of people upon which to stage a charge. That tiny number of people, well, it sure feels like, rolling the dice to have something so important being decided by so few people. But that's because going into Super Tuesday, if she didn't have a charge going, and what they call Big Mo, if she gets Big Mo out of this little tiny victory, what a bargain for her. What a bonanza for her. Because in Super Tuesday, some huge percentage of all the delegates will be decided. And that's where Bloomberg has an advantage. But that may be taken away if she gets Big Mo. Big Mo can beat Big Advantage. Anyway. Here we go. And, of course, what is Amy Klobuchar? She's a person who the John Birch Society gives a big fat, what is their legislative ranking rating on a scale of 0 to 100? The John Birch Society, which I just use because they keep very good records and they're very assiduous in their scorekeeping on legislators. They have been ever since I was a member back in the 1970s. I was a John Bircher with the conservative index that the JBS, that's what we called ourselves, the JBS, compiled so thoroughly. She gets a big fat zero. I'll go back and look at it again, but I believe her score with the John Birch Society index is a zero. She's a very left-wing liberal person. She's not a moderate. She's not a middle-of-the-roader. But she's got the devious ability to fool people into thinking she is. So, not happy with that. I prefer truth in advertising. Let's go to the president's tweets here. And, oh, good news. Very nice what the president's doing here. Let's go to his most recent tweet. And see what he's coming up with here. Of course, he's watching these returns just as you are. And his most recent tweet. Let's see what he's got here. He tweeted 1 minute ago. 1 minute ago. Oh, it's so fun. He says, what he's tweeting about is the injustice now being done, inflicted upon Roger Stone, who's a patriot, who did nothing wrong. He's like the president in that regard. He did nothing, zero wrong. He didn't spit on the sidewalk. He didn't chew gum in class. He didn't stick his gum under his desk. He did nothing wrong. And the president tweets 1 minute ago, whatever happened to Hillary campaign manager Podesta's brother? Wasn't he caught, forced to leave his firm with big bad things to happen? Why did nothing ever happen to him? Only to the other side. Exactly. Why are none of these very bad people caught with their pants down around their ankles? Caught in the act. Dead to rights. Nailed. Somehow they don't get punished. They don't get prosecuted. They don't lose any position or power or money. They just get contracts with CNN and MSNBC. They get promotions. Why is that? The president is asking. Because now let's see what happened to Roger Stone, who has done nothing wrong. The Justice Department, and some people wrongly today were saying, well, Donald Trump's Justice Department is calling for a nine-year sentence for Roger Stone for doing nothing, for being a patriot. Well, no, it's not Donald Trump's Justice Department. It's the Justice Department that Donald Trump is fighting. It's the deep state that Donald Trump is doing mortal combat with. That's not Donald Trump's Justice Department any more than any of the other departments, the Army Department, the Interior Department, the anything else department, the State Department. They're not Donald Trump's. But now, Donald Trump is answerable for what he says. So now let's listen to what he says. That's who Donald Trump is. And he has the right things to say right now. Here's his string of tweets. He says, the start of this string of tweets, he says, he quotes Catherine Herridge. You know her well. She's on CBS. She's a dilapidated left-winger on CBS. The president quotes her. She writes, Roger Stone let's see. Well, okay. It's an incoherent. She didn't do well, I don't think, in English in junior high. But she says, she talks about the nine-year sentencing recommendation from the Department of Justice for Roger Stone. Then the president says, all starting to unravel with the ridiculous nine-year sentence recommendation, exclamation mark. The president tweets that 33 minutes ago. Then the president retweets Jake Gibson, who writes, the Department of Justice is changing its sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone. The department finds 7 to 9 years extreme, excessive, and grossly disproportionate, the source said, adding the Department of Justice will clarify its position on sentencing later today. So that's just a retweet from the president. So now what you know, behind closed doors, you know what's going on inside the Oval Office. Donald Trump is calling people out on the carpet from the Department of Justice saying, hey, you bastard, whose idea was this? And I want to know who recommended this. I want a list of names of the people who recommended a 9-year sentence for a patriot whose crime was supporting Donald Trump. I'd like to know who's behind this in the Department of Justice. Okay, the next tweet from the president. Those are my words, of course. I'm doing mind reading. Then he quotes, the president quotes another person who looks like her name is Phang, so she's got to be Chinese or something like that. She writes, the judge presiding over this case, Amy Berman Jackson, is the same judge who had Manafort and Gates and Vanderswan. Now, this judge, Amy Berman Jackson, and I think Amy Berman is her maiden name, is a liberal left-wing monster. So she's the one presiding over the sentencing phase to Roger Stone, who's already been convicted of, he didn't do anything. He did nothing. Then here's what the president says. Is this the judge, Amy Berman, is this the judge that put Paul Manafort in solitary confinement, in all caps? Something that not even mobster Al Capone had to endure. How did she treat crooked Hillary Clinton? And then beautiful, wonderful, not with a question mark, but with an exclamation mark. He then writes, just asking. Just asking. Beautiful from the president. He does not let us down. That's 26 minutes ago. Then he says, the president tweets 14 minutes ago, and a swamp creature with pull was just sentenced to 2 months in jail for a similar thing that they want Stone to serve 9 years for. A phony Mueller witch hunt disgrace. And then a one-word tweet with an exclamation mark. Caught. Caught. Yes. I've caught you, says the president. Now, by the way, if we didn't have Donald Trump in the presidency, all of this would simply just happen. Roger Stone would go into a federal prison. He'd get a 9-year sentence. He'd die in prison. And maybe you'd hear about it when he died several years after he went in. And that would be it. Everything under mysterious circumstances and so on. But no, you've been caught, Amy Berman. By the president of the United States, who is more powerful than you are, Amy Berman. And so now you've got a battle royal on your hands. Then the president tweets 5 minutes ago, the one I read, whatever happened to Hillary's campaign manager, Podesta's brother? So he's tweeting away. I think he's just warming up on this thing. So what are we headed for here, folks, with the patriot Roger Stone? I think we're headed for a, if necessary, the president isn't going to pull the trigger on this unless it's necessary, I don't think, a pardon. He isn't going to let these people put Roger Stone in prison for 9 years. But they need to get caught. They need to show themselves, to out themselves. We'll be right back.
Walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
All right, folks.
Nobody says
here's the data we're looking for. Here are the current numbers, and we'll switch back to the New Hampshire story. This is a small number of people, and I haven't seen the story yet, but I saw a headline which indicates that Klobuchar, what a piece of luck for her. You know, there are these little towns like, I forget the name of the towns in New Hampshire, it's like Dixon Notch or little towns of like 20 people that vote at midnight last night. And apparently Klobuchar lucked out. And all New Hampshire, the New Hampshireites, this is like a, you know, this is like a tribal right for them in New Hampshire. They all pay attention to that. Who votes in this midnight election, which is 20 or 30 people. That's it. And she did, apparently she did well in that. That might have influenced enough thousands of New Hampshireites to vote for Klobuchar that she might end up getting the Democrat nomination based on those 20 people. It's funny how, you know, how small things can affect big events. But anyway, here's the current standing of the election. In this fairly tiny election, Bernie Sanders so far has 23,000 votes. I'll round it down to the nearest 1,000. 23,000 votes. And he's in first place with 20, and again, I'm rounding off, 27%. of the votes. Pete Buttigieg got 20,000 votes. He's got 23% of the vote. Then Amy Klobuchar with 17,000 votes. She has close to 20%, 19.8. Then big, big loss for Elizabeth Warren with only 8,000 votes. That ain't much for her neighboring state. She took it in the kisser on that one. And she has 9.8% of the vote. Single digit isn't going to work. Your campaign is over, Elizabeth Warren. Now, she's a very stubborn person who will hang on to the bitter end. So I don't expect her to withdraw. Then you got Joe Biden with 7,000 votes, 8.3%. Boy, did he get smacked in fifth place. And then let's see who else is in here. View all candidates, okay. After that, it gets really thin. Tom Steyer with 3,000 votes. And he spent hundreds of millions of dollars so far. And he's got 3%. Boy, you probably could have found a better way to spend your money, Tom. Tulsi Gabbard, who announced tonight she's not withdrawing, she's going to keep running. Why? Because she's using the campaign to actually make a statement, to get a message out, to get interviews on TV. I think she's announced she's not running for re-election to Congress, so this is her last hurrah. She wants to stay on the TV screen. Good for her. She only has 2,600 votes, 3%. Andrew Yang, same performance, identically. He's withdrawn. Deval Patrick, he is, I believe, a former Massachusetts governor. Same problem that Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has. In the neighboring state, Deval Patrick got 332 votes, 0.4%. Deval, I think you better, I think your campaign is over. Then Michael Bennett did withdraw tonight. He got 263 votes, 0.3%. How can you keep campaigning? I got more votes than that for a school board of this little town I'm sitting in. So that's it. Folks, we add Mike Bloomberg in there, and that's what you got right now. So going into South Carolina and Nevada and Super Tuesday, is Sanders, Buttigieg, Klobuchar are the big three. Can you believe that? And Warren, she's got to do a Hail Mary with her tomahawk. Joe Biden, he's the worst. He's worst under pressure. So he's going to be under tremendous pressure. He's going to be stuttering, stammering, screwing up, pinching people's butts, rubbing their shoulders, letting them feel the hair on his legs. In the swimming pool, all these neat things that he does, and he can't control himself. So he's going down the tubes. That's it. That's why I say we're looking at Trump versus Klobuchar. You heard it here. I actually said that some couple weeks ago. I said it here. I didn't want to say it too much because I don't want to promote this not to be desired poor outcome. But that's what it looked like to me a couple weeks ago. And anyway, let us see. Let's see how it goes. Let's go back to the president. I need a dose of good news here. Oh, Mr. President, please raise my spirits with another great tweet. Oh, he did. Thank you for listening, Mr. President. You heard our prayers. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. And as I said, the president heard our prayers. And let's go to his recent tweet. Let's see, there might even be another one since in the last few seconds. But here's what he says. Elizabeth Warren, he's talking really just about the New Hampshire primary. Elizabeth Warren, sometimes referred to as Pocahontas, is having a really bad night. I think she is sending signals that she wants out. Calling for unity is her way. Apparently, that's what she's doing right now on TV. Calling for unity is her way of getting there, going home, and having a nice cold beer with her husband. Of course, that's an allusion to that ridiculous campaign ad in which she says, oh, let me go get a beer. I think I would enjoy a beer. She goes off camera, and she comes back with a bottle of beer and pops the cap off and starts chugging the beer, then pretending to be surprised as she hears a door off to her side. She goes, oh, here's my husband. Hi, what are you doing here? I think she said that. Would you like to have a beer? And the president made a joke about that ad saying, well, he lives there, Pocahontas. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, so that's his latest tweet. So if Elizabeth Warren drops out, now again, she's so damn stubborn, she might not. But when you go down into the single digits, how do you keep going? And of course, the money dries up very quickly when you're down there. The media coverage dries up. Desperation rises exponentially. So here we go, folks. This is going to get awfully interesting. I'll look up the schedule of events here in a moment to see when we're going to see these people next in a debate. But the next time you see a debate, you're going to see Klobuchar on the stage there with Will. What's his face beyond the stage yet? Bloomberg? I don't think so. He's scheduled to go on in the Nevada debate. I'll go look it up. I wish I could memorize all these schedules. Okay, now here we go. The president again tweeting 1 minute ago. The man is a, what is he? What would be a word for the president of the United States? How about a phenomenon? He's a phenom. He tweets, impeachment king Steyer, that's Tom Steyer, Mr. Climate Change. How did that work out? The president asks. Spent $200 million and got less than 1% of the vote in Iowa and only 3% of the vote in New Hampshire. Could it be that something is just plain missing? Not easy to do what I did, is it? Look at that. $200 million. Folks, when's the last time you had $200 million burning a hole in your pocket? And he got nothing. Nothing for that. Unbelievable. So he's going to have to walk away from that, isn't he? $200 million. Imagine if you had that amount of money to spend to try to, you know, accomplish what you as a patriot want to accomplish in politics. You could approach 20 key congressional districts, form your own PAC, and donate legally $10 million to each one of them. Wow. And you'd have a substantial effect on the outcome of those 20 congressional elections, which could throw the House back to the Republicans. Instead, Steyer spent the money on himself. What an idiot the guy was. You could see it on his face in the last debate, the New Hampshire debate. You could see a look of shock and terror on his face as Joe Biden started to rip into him, something he didn't expect at all. Well, there you go. They're falling like flies. And let's see how Breitbart is headlining this. I'm liking, we talked about the president's tweets vis-a-vis Roger Stone. I'm very much liking that. And it's quite clear the president is going to, as I said, he's going to force, what's her name, Amy Berman, the judge, Amy Berman Jackson. He's going to force her. He's not going to do a preventive or presumptive pardon. He's going to see whether the justice system is as rotten as he and we know it to be. Let Amy Berman Jackson very wrongfully sentence Roger Stone to 9 years in prison. And he's an old guy in poor health. Remember, if you recall, Roger Stone was the victim of the Roger Mueller witch hunt SWAT team at, I don't know what the hour was, 4 a.m. Dozens of SWAT team members in military armored clothing, helmets, jackets, boots, automatic weapons, machine guns, stun grenades, surrounding the guys. I think he was in a condo there in Florida with his wife, who is deaf. He has no weapons in his home, and they know that. They pound on his door in the dark. He's standing there in his underwear at 4 a.m. And there's no reason to do that. They could have had a sheriff's deputy drive up in his car at 2 p.m. and hand him an arrest warrant. And he would have complied with that. He might have said, let me tell my wife, who's deaf, can't hear this conversation. Let me get my toothbrush. So the president's going to make the demon rat tyrants show their hand, out themselves, and then issue a pardon. That's what we can expect. That's wonderful. Roger Stone, who did absolutely nothing wrong. Here he says, another Biden disaster. This is Breitbart. Is there onto something here? Another Biden disaster is shaping up in South Carolina. What is this? What is this story? Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren, neither of them make the 15% threshold to earn any national delegates from New Hampshire. Okay, so zero. Well, wait a minute. Where's the story? I just saw a story here on a disaster shaping up in South Carolina. Where is that story? It disappeared. I'm watching news breaking here fast. Here's a report. The Justice Department is to reduce sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone. We're waiting for that. Oh, another great, great story here. Donald Trump, with a mass firing on the National Security Council, something like 70 people. Wonderful, Mr. President. Wonderful. Get those SOBs out of there. Nice. Draining the swamp. Cleaning out the Aegean stables. Getting the horse crap out of the National Security Council. Very nice. Here's another story. Twitter, I know I'm ranging all over the place, but this is a story today. James O'Keefe, one of our heroes. He is the founder and the prime mover of the Veritas Foundation, which has produced all these incredible inside undercover videos of the left. He catches them with their pants and panties down around their ankles on video. What a gutsy guy James O'Keefe and his team are. Twitter suspended his account. What? What? Yes. This is like taking Alex Jones off of YouTube, James O'Keefe off of Twitter. Now, let me just put something out there to you folks. I heard people today, this was even on an Alex Jones show, is it a caller was bagging on Donald Trump. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you just solve every problem, take care of everything yourself, Mr. Trump? I love these people who can't stop attacking Donald Trump and who claim to be patriots. Anyway, think of this, folks. James O'Keefe, of course, Donald Trump loves James O'Keefe and loves the Veritas Foundation and appreciates their work. So what if, now who's the biggest poster on Twitter? Who has the biggest crowd, the most eager audience on Twitter? In fact, let's go take a look right now. You know the answer to this question, folks. I'll go over here and look at Donald Trump's account. He has, let me refresh the account here. He has 72.4 million followers right now. Think of this, folks. If Twitter is going to take James O'Keefe off of Twitter, just ban him, just throw him in the memory hole, torch his account. Well, somebody, I just was apprised of this today. Somebody has started a competition to Twitter, a Patriot site. Let me see if the name comes to me. Help me, folks out there, if you know if it's working out well. It's called, I don't know if they pronounce themselves, parler, the French verb to speak. Parlez-vous français, mademoiselle? Or parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, the way we would pronounce it in English, parler. It's a competition to Twitter. I registered with it today. I don't know if I'm in there or not. I don't know if my password worked out and so on. But now imagine this. Imagine that Donald Trump, incensed at the censorship going on in social media, what if he takes his account and moves over to some new competition? Guess who's going to follow the president? Me, you, everybody, all of us. We're all going to be over there. 72.4 million followers. And he might even, I mean, he has a range of options. He could quit Twitter and say, come on, everybody, let's get the hell out of here. That could be his last few days of tweeting. He could say, hey, I'm getting out of here. I'm going over here. Get registered as soon as 10 or 20 million of you are registered over on this parlay or whatever optional account. I'm shutting up my shop here before I know they want to ban me. Or he could stay on both. But the point is this. These social media, as I said in a show, what was it, 2 days ago, I said, make hay while the sun shines. While he's president, while he has power, while we can make hay, let's make hay. Let's get a real Patriot Network established with Donald Trump leading the way with his own traffic, with his tweets, with his counterparts to Facebook posts, with his videos on a video site. Let's get a video site. Let's get a social talking posting site. And if the president is on there, it'll have startup velocity and momentum on day one. Within 60 minutes, it'll be big. And the sucking sound you'll hear will be the sound of membership and money exiting from Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. But that has to happen while the sun's shining, while the president is the president, not later. So that's something that the president, he doesn't have enough to do. I know he has too many free hours in his day. But if he needs another project, that's one that our greatest president in our history might contemplate. Maybe he can find a few geniuses who will get such a thing rolling for him, and then he can sign off on a plan. All right. Oh, okay. Well, I love this. The president tweeted to us 6 seconds ago. New record. 6 seconds ago. My God. All right. Here's the tweet. Oh, you know what I was saying? Listen, folks, I said this is what's going on in his office. He now tweets this is what was going on. Remember I said he's going to call these guys into his office and who the hell recommended this sentence? I want to know the names, dates, and ranks of these people. Okay? He was doing that. Listen to his tweet. Who are the four prosecutors? Mueller people who cut and ran after being exposed for recommending a ridiculous 9-year prison sentence to a man that got caught up in an investigation that was illegal, the Mueller scam, and shouldn't ever even have started. Bingo! Bingo! Thank you, Mr. President. You know, I'll tell you what, I'm so lucky to be alive to witness patriotism like this. Who are these four SOBs? Get them out of here. You're fired. I love this. Now, get this. Oh, he's got another tweet, just seconds ago. Here's the tweet just seconds ago. A lot of Democrat dropouts tonight. Very low political IQ. It's a nice post. But I love the one just preceding. We'll be right back after this break with our last segment. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Oh, we're back, folks. Nobody, this is our last segment, so I want to give you some good victorious feeling, the way Johnny Cash described it there when he did his song, Daddy, Who's Gene Autry? Wish I had that queued up to play for you. Here's what's coming up. With the president tweeting away, I need an additional eyeball to keep an – I have another screen with the president's tweets just to keep track of this phenomenon. The next Demon Rat debate is February 19th. And that's going to be in Las Vegas. That night, let me coordinate this. Yes, 3-hour debate. Lester Holt and Chuck Todd, slime balls. That night, Donald Trump will be giving us all a good, victorious feeling in Phoenix, Arizona at his rally. Same night. I love this. You see what he's doing? Bang, bang. He draws more people to one of his events than all of these slime balls put together. His ratings are higher than all of their ratings put together. Go for it, Mr. President. It's wonderful. And then let's go to the primaries. What is the primary? Let's go to the primary schedule here. I should have these things memorized. Shame on me. Debates. Where are the primaries? Let me switch to that search. Let me go over to that. Just take me a second, folks, and we'll get the schedule of these things. All right. Not too popular. Here we go. The Democratic primaries. Primaries 2020. Let's see if we can find this. Here we go. All right. Here we go. As fast as I can scroll down there. What's the next dumpster fire that we're going to witness? The next dumpster is the debates. Okay. Dumpster fires. Primary dumpster fires. Let's see here. Keep going. Blah, blah, blah. All right. February 19th. The same night. Wait a minute. The same night as a debate? You're kidding. Come on. That can't happen. February 19th. Oh, the debate is the 19th. Okay, and the primary in Nevada is South Carolina primary on February 29th. And so I'm a little jumbled here in my reporting to you. I should have it better organized. But my gosh, this is all just too beautiful. And we're running out of time, so we'll close out the show here for tonight. We'll meet up again here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow. With my final little moment here, let me just see if the president has beat his 6-second. No, he hasn't yet beat his 6-second record for the most recent tweet. It's wonderful, folks. Great to be alive, to witness all of this, and to be able to help. All of us, we can all help. See you tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.